Pakistan's military ruler, Pervez Musharraf, has been in power for 16 months. He led the bloodless coup against the government of Nawaz Sharif, who was accused of widespread corruption. Musharraf pledged to clean up Pakistan's political system and restore the country's economy. It's among the many promises he has made since taking over, promises his critics say he has failed to fulfill. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
When General Musharraf ousted the democratically elected Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in October 1999, the international community roundly condemned the coup. Most Pakistanis, however, welcomed it, tired of the corruption that had plagued the country during Sharif's rule. In a televised address to the nation shortly after taking power, Musharraf pledged to bring the corrupt to justice, recover billions in unpaid loans, revive the economy, and restore law and order.
This is not martial law. Only another path towards democracy. The armed forces have no intention to stay in charge any longer than is absolutely necessary to pave the way for true democracy to flourish in Pakistan.
16 months later, however, there is widespread disenchantment with the military government's performance. For most Pakistanis, there has been little to cheer about. The Azim Bakery is in the Lalkurti section of the city of Rawalpindi. The workers here shaping dough for loaves of bread and cookies that will be sold in the shop downstairs. Harun Abdul Said Khan, the 30-year-old shopkeeper, says life isn't getting much better under the new government. Inflation, he says, is the biggest problem. A sharp increase in oil prices has had a ripple effect on the economy. The price of sugar has gone from 10 rupees a pound to 15 rupees a pound, he says. Cooking oil has almost doubled in price, and flour has increased by about a third as well. We have to pass those costs on to the customers, he says, and this has caused our business to suffer. One of the customers in the shop is 30-year-old government clerk Zulif Karali. I don't see any big change, he says. The only change I can see is at the offices. The work has improved. People have become more efficient, and they show up for work on time. But the promises General Musharraf made in his speech, Karali says, he hasn't really followed up on.
This government does not have the kind of political space for itself which it thought it had about a year ago.
Political analyst and columnist Rifat Hussain says the government is trying, but is having more trouble than it counted on delivering.
For example, they have not been able to collect the revenue the way they wanted. They have not been able to get all the money from the defaulters back as they had planned to. And number three, the law and order situation has not qualitatively changed because you do continue to have incidents of sectarian killing and violence and so on and so forth. So it's a very, very difficult situation.
Hussain and many others here also say the Musharraf government lost a great deal of credibility in December when it freed former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, alleged to have stolen millions during his term in office, and allowed him to go into exile in Saudi Arabia. Nonetheless, most here expect the military to remain until 2002, the deadline set by the Supreme Court, simply because there is no credible opposition. Rasul Baksh Rais is head of the Area Study Center at Qadiazm University in Islamabad.
The political forces in the country are divided. They are squabbling among themselves. There are personal rivalries. With this kind of opportunism among the political ranks and file, I don't think they pose any threat to the military government at all.
There has been speculation in Islamabad recently that General Musharraf might seek to stay on after the October 2002 deadline, but a government spokesman on Sunday insisted Musharraf has no such plans. Indeed, analyst Rifat Hussain thinks that, far from extending, there may come a time, relatively soon, when the military seeks what he calls an honorable exit.
I think they will watch for another 6 months, and if they think that these trends continue and they are unable to manage the economy, then I think the public pressure on them is going to mount that they should make way for a civilian government. And that civilian government, it could even be an interim setup which could even supervise national elections.
Either way, both Rifat Hussain and Rasul Baksh Rais expect the military government to go ahead with its ambitious program to reform the political process, an effort that began with non-party-based local elections held in December. The next round of elections is scheduled for next month. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.